In the Scriptures, we often see God as our Father. We see God revealed to us as a Father. And as a Father, He's revealed as one who protects, one who provides, and one who establishes. He protects His people from harm. He provides for their every need. And He establishes them in His love and in His mercy. And tonight's gospel passage is no different. That God is revealed as a Father who loves. Now, many of us have different experiences of fatherhood with our own father or in the fatherhood that we live out. And oftentimes it's not as amazing or as wonderful as the relationship we have with our earthly father. And so it's hard for us sometimes to reflect on what true fatherhood is and what the gift of it is. But tonight I'd like to reflect with you on the fatherhood of God so that we can see the beauty and the awesomeness of God, but also the greatness that we're invited to participate in by participating in His love, in His fatherly love, and sharing that fatherly love with others. Tonight we see Jesus sharing the story with who? With scribes and Pharisees and sinners. It says at the beginning of the gospel that He was eating with sinners and tax collectors. This was obviously difficult for the Jewish people to realize, or the Pharisees to realize, why would Jesus associate with these people? And the reality is because God loves everyone. He loves all sinners as well. He desires their conversion of heart. He hates the sin, but He loves the sinner. And He desires their conversion of heart. So Jesus, at the very beginning of the gospel tonight, shows a bit of the Father's love, that He goes out and He meets people where they're at. He loves them where they're at, and He wants to bring conversion within their hearts. And then in our beautiful story of the prodigal son, in particular, at the end, we see the Father's love for His son. There are many actions that the Father does, including running out to His son. As I mentioned, I love that image of the Father. I like to reflect on that myself when I go out for a run. Reflect on, what am I running towards? Am I running towards the Father who's running towards me? He is running towards each one of us who loves us. He wants to establish us in His love, in His mercy. And so the Father, when He catches a glimpse of His Son a long ways off, not just close by the house or not at the gate, but a long ways off, the Father runs to the Son. At that time, of course, the norm, the social norms were fathers in the time of Jesus. Fathers, men did not run. It was a sign of immaturity. It was a sign of childishness. But the Father was not afraid of what other people thought about Him. Rather, He was more concerned that other people would see His love, and more importantly, that the Son would know that He is loved. And so the Father runs joyfully to His Son. And He is filled with compassion. It's how the Father is to act, out of compassion. To act out of compassion, to act out of love, not out of anger or hatred or frustration or discouragement, but act out of love. And He runs to His Son, establishing Him in His mercy, helping the Son to realize that He is still loved, that He is still cared for, despite His own failures, despite His sinfulness, despite the fact that He lost half of what His Father had had. His Father gave Him half of what His Father owned, and that Son lost everything. But the Father forgave Him. He forgave the Son as well for the fact that the Son wished He was dead. He said, give me the share of your estate. The Son was basically telling the Father, I don't want you anymore in my life. I want what you have. I want to take this over. But what does the Father do? He forgives. God the Father is a forgiving Father. He is a loving Father. He is a Father who establishes us in His mercy. He establishes us in His goodness and His love. And He shares that with us tonight when He gives that Son that embrace and that hug. So He runs to the Son, establishing Him. But then He also desires to protect Him. He puts a robe around Him. He gives Him a hug. He draws him close to himself. Why? Because he wants to protect him. He wants to keep him from evil. He wants to keep him from harm. He wants to keep him from falling back into sin. He wants to reestablish him and reunite him in the fact that he is loved, that he is cared for, that his sins don't define him, but rather the Father's love defines him. And so the Father embraces him and protects him in that very action. And then he provides for him. He gives him, as I said, the robe, but he also gives him a ring and sandals on his feet. Now, this is a small detail about the sandals, but the reality is that sandals were worn by not servants, but by children, by sons and daughters. The sandals is a sign of there's a beauty, there's a reverence for them. And so the fact that he gave him sandals also shows again that he's reestablishing him and he's providing for him, that he is still his son, in whom he is well pleased, in whom he loves, in whom he cares for. So all these actions continually show great mercy and great love. And it's hard for us to wrap our mind around. Because let's face it, we think that son should be sent off, right? Maybe slave labor for that father. He was disrespectful. He was disobedient. He was inappropriate. He was not mature. And he should be punished for it. That's what we often face in the name of, think about in the name of justice. But that's not how God acts. God acts with mercy, not endorsing the sinful life, but endorsing the conversion. He endorses the son when the son turns to him and comes back to him. The father embraces the son because the son has come back and he desires conversion of heart and mind. And so to tonight, when we come to the Father, he runs to us. Despite the sins we've committed this past week, despite the frustrations we've maybe caused him, God the Father continues to come to us in the Eucharist to give us strength, to give us nourishment, to give us his very self. God is a Father who provides. He provides for us tonight in the Eucharist. He provided for those in the Old Testament, as we heard in our first reading tonight, through manna in the desert, and then through the fruits of the land of Cana, as we heard with Joshua in our first reading. He establishes us and protects us, as we heard from St. Paul in that letter to the Corinthians, that we have become a new creation in Christ and we've been clothed with Christ. He provides for us and he protects us with the grace of Christ. Our Father is a loving God who protects us, who provides for us, and who establishes us. We are not the sum of our failures in sin. We are the sum of the Father's love for us. We are not the sum of our failures and sins. Rather, we are the sum of the Father's love for us. We realize in the Scriptures here tonight, again, more fully, the depths of the Father's love for each one of us personally. May that realization draw us closer to union with Him, but also help us to run from sin so that we can fully embrace the Father, to turn away from sin in this Lenten season, in our acts of penitence, in our acts of fasting, in prayer, in almsgiving. We grow in union with Christ. We grow in union with the Father. Let His love draw you further down the road. The road to holiness, the road to heaven, the road to peace, joy, and fulfillment, the road to where the Father's arms and the Father's embrace awaits you.